الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, All-Powerful, Creator, Maker and Sustainer of the Universe. We send darud and salam, salutations, greetings of peace and mercy upon Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise, we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having performed Salat al-Maghrib al-Jama'ah on the Saturday, the 24th of Rabiul Akhir of the year 1428 after the Hijrah, equivalent to the 12th of May of the year 2007. We commence with our lessons on life after death. The chapter we are engaged in is called the rejection of the resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid tells us, and our belief system comprises an absolute belief, iman and yaqeen, that there will be a day of ba'as. A day will come when all of mankind will be resurrected, mankind will rise from their graves. They will be brought back to life and revived by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of mankind will arise from their graves, wherever they are buried, wherever they have died, wherever they have drowned, wherever they have become lost. Allah's qudrat is absolute, it is perfect. All of mankind will arise from wherever they lie dead and buried, whether their places of burial are known or whether it is unknown to man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. It is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the maker and creator. Allah is the all-powerful. So Allah knows. There is nothing that Allah does not know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause them to arise, to awaken, to be resurrected in their graves, and they will be revived. And then they will go to the meeting ground for Yawm al-Qiyamah, for the day of reckoning, for the day of judgment, to be held accountable for all their beliefs, actions and deeds on that particular day. When Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached this, taught this to his people, they laughed at him, they scorned, they mocked, they jeered, and they found it extremely amusing. In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the institution of the resurrection, the rising again from the dead, is the belief of the Muslimin, and also that it will happen because it is within the scope, the power, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it happen. As Allah has brought mankind to life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man, as Allah has caused the birth of man, creation of man, so Allah can also easily cause the resurrection of man. We have already commenced, this is our third lesson, on the rejection of the resurrection by those of the time and period of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are also in the Quran Majid ayat, verses which relate to the nation's previous to the nation of Islam, to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they retorted, how they rejected the resurrection. We are going to take some of these ayat because we are dealing in this early part of our lessons with the Quran Majid and the divine revelation, wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regard to the factuality and the reality of the resurrection, the ba'ath ba'd al-maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid as follows: Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa khalaqa Allahu as-samawati wal arda bil haqqi wa litujza kullu nafsin bima kasabat wa hum la yuzlamun. أفرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه وأدله الله على علم وختم على سمعه وقلبه وجعل على بصره غشاوة فمن يهديه من بعد الله أفلا تذكرون وقالوا ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر وما لهم بذلك من علم إن هم إلا يظنون وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات ما كان حجتهم إلا أن قالوا ائتوا بآبائنا إن كنتم صادقين قل الله يحييكم ثم يميتكم ثم يجمعكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. These ayat verses of the Quran Majid refer to the reality and the factuality, the truth about the resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses of the Quran Majid points to that resurrection is a reality and we must accept it, but there is a weakness in mankind which causes mankind to reject this truth. A Muslimin, the warning here in the Quran Majid is that you be careful, O Muslim. It is absolutely essential as a tenet and a fundament of your belief that you believe that there is going to be a Ba'ath ba'd al-maut. As there is a life in the grave, so there is an arising. And this arising will take place. The arising we call the resurrection, the revival of mankind. Entire mankind, believers and non-believers, all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this particular ayah, I've recited to you from Surah Jasiya, one of the very powerful surahs of the Quran Majid. Surah Jasiya, 45th surah of the Quran Majid. I have recited to you verses number 22 to 26, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has created the heavens and the earth with the truth, with wisdom and with purpose. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us the resurrection. Look at the way these verses have been presented to us and analyze it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look around you, man, think, reason, ponder, reflect. And Allah has created the heavens and the earth with the truth, with wisdom and with purpose, so that people may accept that resurrection is easier for Allah, and that every soul may be recompensed for what it earns in deeds, and they shall not be wronged. Beautiful. Allah, look at this universe, look at the heavens and the earth. Allah created it with truth. Do you see the truth? That Allah subhanahu is so powerful that without your contribution of man, without any help from you, without any discussion with you, without any consultation with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all alone, one Allah, created this entire universe, seven heavens and seven earths. Look around you. Allah subhanahu wa khalaqa samawati wal arda bil haqq. I created it. Who? Allah created the heavens and the earth with absolute truth. So that for what reason? Now Allah gives the reason so that people may accept the truth. What truth? You talking about the resurrection. Rasulullah is telling you, instructing you and telling you, you must believe in the resurrection, and you don't want to believe. The creator of this universe, how easier it is for him to create, recreate, to bring back to life man, to resurrect man. It is easier for Allah. For what reason? So that every person can receive his salary, he can receive his wages, he can receive his pay. If he was good in the world, he believed truly and acted truly, he submitted to the commandments of Allah, and he practiced the teachings and was obedient to Sayyidina Nabi in the Sunnah of Rasulullah, and he obeyed the Sharia, then he can be paid his salary in full. He can receive his due compensation, his rewards, which Allah has promised. You be good, you be righteous, you be virtuous, you be a true believer, you be a true practical Muslim. practice your deen, live your deen, believe righteously, live a virtuous, pure life. Allah will reward you. Allah will win. When you die and there's no life, when are you going to get your salary? So you have to be brought back to life so that you can receive your wages. You can earn what is due to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you not understand that when you work hard for a company, for your boss or for your own business, when you work for, what do you work? Who works for nothing? You work for something. You work so that at the end of the week, end of the month, end of the day, you can receive a compensation for your sweat. If that is obvious to you, Allah is the greatest paymaster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Allah also wants to pay you. Subhanallah. If you reason, you will understand that there has to be a resurrection. You have to arise again. You have to be resurrected. That is the reality. For what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُونَ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you are not wronged, you will find Allah's promise to be true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you not seen? Have you seen the one who conceives of his God according to his own whims, according to his own fancies, and he follows his own dictates and his desires? Have you seen them? Have you seen such people? That they imagine this idol is a god, this statue is a god, this painting is a god, this statue is a god, this image is a god, this carving is a god. Have you seen such people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you seen that person who conceives of his God according to his own whims and his fancies, and he follows his own dictates and his own desires, whom Allah has judged astray despite possessing knowledge of the truth? They know it is true. The Prophet is talking to them, he's teaching to them, he's telling them, this is the haq, this is the truth. And yet he prefers to follow his own heart, his own desire, his own idea, his own ideology. What do they worship? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the Arabian peoples, and also the Romans and the Greeks, and also the Persians, and also the other nations that comprise the nations. Remember, for Hajj, people used to come from all over. Many, many nations used to gather for the pilgrimage. Makkah Mukarramah was the capital of the world. People from all over Asia and Europe, the Middle East and the Far East, from all areas, east, west, north and south, used to come to Makkah Mukarramah for pilgrimage. And all of them were mushrikeen. Idolatrous people, with a few exceptions, those who followed the Abrahamic religion in its true form, who believe in monotheism, one Allah, they did not believe in idolatry. They were such people, but they were few and far between. But the majority were idolatrous people who worshipped idols. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, listen, your father Abraham, your great-grandfather Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, presented Tawheed, he taught Tawheed, he propagated Tawheed, he taught the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You people preferred idols, you went on to be mushriks. I have come to you. My message is the final message, because I am the final messenger of Allah. And I am saying to you that worship one Allah, Tawheed. Leave all these gods that you worship and all these idols that you worship. Worship one Allah. And if you do so, and you follow my teachings, and you obey Allah, and me as the messenger of Allah, and you will be well rewarded. They asked him, when? When will we be rewarded? So he said, on the day of Ba'ath, on the day when you will be resurrected. So they laughed. They found it extremely funny, unbelievable. And so they rejected the belief in a resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, beware, be careful. I created this entire world, this entire universe, the heavens. Look around you. What did you create, O man? Of this dunya, of this world, what did you create? Like I created this dunya, so I have created an akhirah. You don't see the akhirah. But I am telling you, I have created the Akhirah. If you want to understand the Akhirah, look at the world. I created it, you did not. Like I created the dunya, so I have created the Akhirah. The Akhirah is a reality, and in that Akhirah, I will bring you back to life. Like I brought you to life in the dunya, so I will bring you to life in the Akhirah. Now you know that I have brought you to life in the dunya. You did not bring yourself, I brought you to life in the dunya. As I brought you into life, into the dunya, so I will bring you back to life in the akhirah. That is what we are being taught here. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to tell us, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah has judged astray despite possessing knowledge of the truth, and whose ears and whose heart Allah has sealed, and whose eyes Allah has cast a veil due to sinful indulgences. But be careful. If you do not follow my teaching, if you do not follow and obey Allah, and you do not believe in Tawheed, and you do not believe in the Haqq and the truth of Risalat, and if you do not believe in Akhirat, beware. What will happen if you reject the resurrection? Your ears and your heart Allah will seal, and on whose eyes Allah casts a veil due to their sins. Allah casts a veil. Happened then, it happens now. If a person goes on rejecting and also being blind to the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts a veil over his eyes, and that is why amongst the mushrikeen and amongst the kafirin, they are brilliant people, intelligent people. But they can't see the truth. They look at the dunya, they study the dunya, they look at the plant kingdom, they see the miracles and the wonders of plant kingdom, they look at the miracles and wonders of the animal kingdom, and yet it doesn't penetrate and come into them that there is a creator and a maker of these plants, of these animals, of this cosmos, and of themselves. They look within them and they see the miracle of life. But it doesn't simply come into what kind of intelligence is that intelligence, what kind of knowledge is that knowledge, what kind of education is that education that does not make man realize that there is a Rabb, that there is a Khalik, that there is a Malik, that there is an owner of all this, a maker, a creator, and an owner of everything around them, of this planet, all the planets, of the worlds. Allahu Akbar. How blind are they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, O Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah judges astray those whom Allah makes astray. Reason? Despite possessing knowledge, they cannot understand. There's a blindness of the heart. Muslimin, that is the lesson. Don't you become blind. Don't you reject the resurrection. You must not never reject the Akhirah and judgment in the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will you not take heed? Will you not take heed and repent and reform and so submit to the Haqq and the truth? The non-believers say, there is nothing but this present material life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to those people who reject the resurrection, the non-believers say, the kafirin and mushrikeen say, what do they say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very, very, waqalu ma hiya illa hayatuna dunya namutu wa nahya. They say, what do the non-believers say? They say, the disbelievers say, there is nothing but this present material life. We die and we live here in this world. This is life. We live in this dunya, we die in this dunya, khalas. What you Muslims, what you, O Rasul of Allah, Messenger of Allah, what are you talking about, that there is a life to come, there is a life in the grave, there is a life after death, there is a resurrection, there is a day of judgment, there will be qiyamah, there is jannah, there is jahannam. There's no such thing. It's a figment of your imagination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, they say, the kafirin say, what do they say? There is nothing but this present material life. We die and we live here in this dunya. And nothing but time destroys us. What you are telling us doesn't make sense to us. It's only time. 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, 100 years, and we die. we die, as we age, we grow old, we become weak, we become sickly, and we die. Khalas, that's the end of the life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we die and we live here in this world, and nothing but time destroys us. Yet they have no knowledge of this. Can they prove it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, subhanallah, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They cannot support this with any kind of evidence and proof. Yet they have no knowledge of this. They do nothing more than conjecture. They speculate. They guess. They are telling you, there is only this life. We live here and we die here. And only time that kills us. Time causes our death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ask them if they can prove it. They can't prove it. They have no leg to stand on. They don't even have one bit of evidence to prove that they die in this world and there is nothing after death. They cannot prove it. They cannot prove that there is no life after death. They cannot prove that there is no resurrection. They cannot prove that there is no day of judgment and a day of reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do nothing more than conjecture and speculate. And when our clear signs are recited to them, proving the resurrection, their own contention is that they say, bring back our forefathers if you are truthful. Old argument they keep presenting. They told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many people have died in my family, my ancestors, my predecessors, my forefathers have died. If you are saying that there is a ba's ba'd al-maut, that there is a resurrection, prove it to us. Bring our fathers, bring our forefathers. Those of our people who have died, bring them out of their graves. Let them stand up. Let them come out from. Bring back our forefathers. This is the word from the Quran. مَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَزُنُّونَ وَإِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ مَا كَانَ حُجَّتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا ائْتُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet, if you say this is the truth, there is going to be a resurrection, let our grandfathers, let our forefathers stand up from their graves. Who is saying this? Allah is telling us, bring back our forefathers if you are truthful. Say to them, O my Prophet, O my Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, Allahu Akbar. Here is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa an qalu, they said to him, قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَلَكِنَّا أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Oh my beloved, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, reply to them when they bring these arguments, tell them, my Rasul, it is Allah who gives life, and it is Allah who causes death. Then Allah will gather you all together on the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. However, most people do not know, for they choose not to know. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know there is going to be a resurrection, but they prefer to wipe it out of their minds. They pretend. They know it is going to happen deep inside. They have that fear. But what they do? They choose to block it out of their minds. They block it. And therefore they reject it. And for that, they will have to pay a heavy penalty. Surah Jasiyah, 45th Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 22-26. There are countless signs in the universe of the absolute power and will, Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human can be blind to these signs in the physical being of man. There is also sufficient evidence of the truths. The earth is revived after every drought. Sustenance is provided after every calamity. Health follows after every epidemic. Procreativity continues after disaster. The sun rises after every setting. The next day follows every previous night. Life rolls on and on. Yet man denies the existence of a maker, creator, and sustainer. Or when he rejects death, life after death, resurrection and judgment, it is tragic for man indeed. These rejections, these refutations, these denials of the haq of life. By rejecting death, that a life is coming after death, that there is going to be a day of resurrection, that there is a day of judgment, it is very tragic. Man is being very, very foolish. Human focus is so involved and absorbed in the worldly material life, and his acquisitive instincts is so filled with greed and need that accumulation and entertainment become his entire lifestyle and his preoccupation, and the truth remains concealed by choice. He prefers to hide, to bury, to conceal the truth. Such has become his artificial materialist life. He cannot be disturbed by death. He does not wish to be disturbed by the life after death. Reason? For it bothers him and it frightens him. And so he dismisses it with inner haughtiness and pride in his possessions and in his status. To hold on to the worldly existence, he denies the life after death, he denies and rejects the resurrection, and he rejects the day of judgment as figments of imagination, and he adopts a speculative stance. Such people are doomed to the misery and humiliation, to the punishment and destruction spelt out in these verses of the Quran Majid, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a wonderful way is reminding mankind of the need to believe in a life after death, in resurrection, in the day of judgment, and in Qiyamah. Now we go on and we proceed to the next ayat of the Quran Majid, wherein is proven the resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran Majid, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the importance of the resurrection and our belief in the resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, this is another long ayat of the Quran, ayat of the Quran Majid coming up, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّي أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ فِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ وَعَدَ الصِّدْقِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ أُفٍّ لَكُمَا أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِي وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهَ وَيْلَكَ آمِنْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَيَقُولُ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look how beautifully is being presented the resurrection with so many proofs, so that we, particularly Muslims first and foremost, believe in the resurrection. What is the idea? Not only to believe in the resurrection, but to prepare. That's what these lessons are all about. Prepare for death and all the eventualities and all the happenings in the life after death. So that when we reach the resurrection, we know we will be safe. What is this life all about? Preparation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have enjoined on man to be kind to his parents. His mother bears him with much pain. Allah says, every human being, focus on your parents. Subhanallah. You want to, you believe in the resurrection. This is how you prepare for the resurrection. Look after yourself, but look after those who brought you into this world. Oh, Allah created you, but your parents were the medium. It is due to them and through them that you are here today. It's a plan of Allah. And we have enjoined on man to be kind to his parents. Look at his mother. His mother bears him with much pain. 9 months of pregnancy. Before that, 9 months she bears him in her stomach. But before that, who looks after the child the mother bears? Allahu Akbar. All the preparation. How much care should the father take? The one who eventually gets married. And then the due process is followed so that he can have children. How careful should that father be? How careful should that mother be? How much of a shared responsibility is that? You want to prepare, we want to prepare for the akhirah and succeed. Morality, chastity, mothers and fathers, honesty, sincerity, a'mal salihah, extremely important. Don't mess up. We should not mess up our lives. And we have enjoined on man to be kind to their parents. His mother bore him forth with much pain and delivers him with pain. Oh, childbirth is not easy. Mothers get extremely, especially these days, childbirth is not easy. If you remember carefully, those of you who are elderly with me sitting here, you know before, there was no problem. Mothers hardly, my mother never went to any one of us, but she gave birth to 6 children. She never went to hospital to give birth. Everything was at home. We had elderly women who used to come along, and they used to, there was no doctor involved. She never went to clinic and all the rest of it. But things have changed. Nowadays, I tell you, before time, look, the baby is like this, and the baby and the mother got lots of anxiety in the babies. Because the feet is pointing downwards and not the head. So it's a problem immediately created. And what does the doctor say? Easy way out. He says, you know, we'll have to cut you. And so on. So a lot of births are now taking place as a result of incising the stomach and removing the child. Allahu Akbar. This is what, anyway, what I'm saying, in general, the normal pattern is, look how Allah is reminding us about, we're coming to the resurrection, but I've given you the verses in this ayat, before coming to the resurrection, what Allah is reminding. He says, be careful, O parents. You get married. You want to have children. Be careful. Be extremely careful and live in obedience to Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Look after it. Know what is halal and what is haram. Be careful what your eyes and what your ears see, what you do. Be careful, because there is a day coming that you're going to be resurrected. There is a day coming when you will have to stand up for judgment. I will bring you out of your graves and make you come and stand in front of me. And each one, like in a court of law, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the high court, supreme court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to be hauled up there and put up there, and you will be questioned for everything you did in this dunya. Therefore, and we have enjoined, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. Look after your parents, cherish them, care for them, treasure them, and we have enjoined on man to be kind to Israel. Who has enjoined? Who has instructed? Who has commanded man to be good to Israel? Allah, your maker and creator, our maker and creator. And we have enjoined on man to be kind to his parents. His mother bears him with so much pain, and she delivers him with so much pain. And then you go and make nonsense? And then you go and do whatever you want to do? Allahu Akbar. Care for your mother. Love your mother. Be attentive to your mother. And the bearing of him and his weaning takes 30 months. For 30 months. Allahu Akbar. Over 2 years, 2.5 years, that mother looks after that baby. She feeds him. She milks him. I'm telling you, her husband can be moaning and groaning next to her, she won't worry. But if the child makes one sound, the mother is up immediately. That is the love that exists between mother and child. One sound of the baby and the mother is up immediately. She cannot bear it. Allahu Akbar. That is a mother. And you don't think about that? What is the point actually that is being made here? Allah made and created us. Allah's love for those whom Allah has created is greater than the love of a mother for a child. That is what we are being told here. Allah loves us more than what the mother loves a child. All we got to do is reach out, and Allah is there for us. رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call unto me and I am there to respond to your call. Allahu Akbar. And the bearing of him and his weaning takes 30 months. So is he brought forth into this world. Till when he attains his full maturity and he reaches the age of 40 years, he says, what does he say? Allah, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. Then he comes, he goes through 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, now he's 40 years old. What does he say? Here's the exact words. بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَلَوَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي رِزْقِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Oh my Rabb, oh my Creator, oh my Sustainer, grant me the ability to be grateful for the bounties that you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and that I carry out good deeds with which you are pleased. Oh Allah, I'm making dua. Allah, be satisfied with me. Be pleased with me. Allah, I want to lead a pious life, a righteous life. I want to be your good, obedient slave, oh Allah. His dua is, here is the dua. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful dua. Ala Rabbi awzi'ni. Oh my Rabb, grant me the ability to be a grateful person, grateful for the bounties, the blessings that you have bestowed upon me, and oh Allah, upon my parents, the bounties that you have bestowed, and that I carry out good deeds with which you are pleased, and oh Allah, make my progeny, my children, to be righteous and pious children. Verily, oh Allah, I turn to you for mercy and forgiveness for my sins, and am from among those who submit and surrender to you, O my Allah. Make me that kind of a person. This is the dua that he makes. Who? When he becomes 40 years old, now he turns. Not that before that he was disobedient, but for 40 years, because they say at the age of 40, wisdom comes in. Maturity and wisdom. The maturity of wisdom. Now he's a made man, he knows now. 20 to 40 years of age, you're struggling around, you're trying to adjust, you're finding yourself. And then at the age of 40, now he says, no Allah, I have discovered the truth, I know what it is. Now no longer search. I have found you, my Allah, and I'm pleased. Allah, help me. If I've done wrong, forgive me, O Allah. From here on, guide me, help me. O Allah, I seek your mercy. I want you to look after me, O Allah, to care for me and guide me. Hear the Quran now. These are the people. Allahu ulaika alladhina nataqabbalu anhum ahsana ma amilu. These are the people from whom Allah accepts their good deeds. Allah overlooks and forgives their shortcomings, their minor sins. And who will be among the people of Jannah? The people who will go to Jannah because of the true promise that they were promised by Allah for their submission to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then among men are those who say to their parents, that's the one, the Muslim. That's example. Now Allah gives the other side. There is another kind of person living in this world also. Allah tells us that other kind of person. Here it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is that other kind of person? He says, these are the, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, then among men are those who say to their parents, fie on both of you. Get out of here. What up here? What parents are you? Fie on both of you, mother and father. Do you warn me that I shall be raised again after death when many generations have passed away before me? Are you telling me? I must obey Allah. Where is that Allah? Are you telling me there's a life after death? Where is there life after death? Are you telling me I will be resurrected? Where? Oh, my parents, what are you telling me? Allah forgive me for the words I'm going to say, because I heard parents have told me this. They say, what a nonsense, Pratyana. Allah tells us there are such people in the Quran. Here it is. I will tell you where this is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then among men there are such children. What kind of children? There are those children, young men and women, middle aged and men, and even old ones. They say to their parents, fie on both of you. What did you do for me? What did you do for me? You did what you had to do. Nothing. You mean nothing to me. You have done nothing for me. I did it. I made it. It's me. Allahu Akbar. These are the words that they utter. They say, Allahu Akbar, fie on both of you. Do you warn me that I shall be raised again after death? That there is going to be a day of judgment? There is going to be a day of resurrection? Is that what you tell me? When many generations have passed away, nothing happened to them, and you're telling me all this without being resurrected? The two of them, the parents then, seek the assistance of Allah, and the parents say, this is when they come to me. And they say, Mawlana, make dua, my children, look at my children. How much we did for them. How much we did. We looked after them, we cared. When they were sick, we took them to the doctor, we cared for them, we clothed them, we nursed them, we educated them. All we did for them. And today they are thankless. They kick us up and throw us out of our own house. Allahu Akbar. Here are the words. Allah says there are people like this. The two of them, their parents then, as a result of the disobedient and rebellion of their children, they say, oh Allah, they say to their Allah, they turn to Allah and they say to Allah, the assistance of Allah, saying to their son or to their daughter, woe to you, oh my child, woe to you. Believe in the truth of resurrection. The promise of Allah is true. Oh my son, oh my daughter, I am telling you the truth. Allah is going to judge you. Be obedient to Allah. What you are doing is wrong. Don't be disobedient to Allah. Allahu Akbar. The parents plead with their children to be righteous and pious, to be good. Allahu Akbar. Listen to the words of the Quran. Beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, Allahu Akbar. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْ مَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَتَنَّاتِ وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيَّاتِهِمْ فِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ وَعَدَ الصِّدْقِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوْعَدُونَ وَالَّذِي قَالَ Ya Allah subhanahu, and there are amongst you, Allah says, وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ أُفِّلَّكُمَا أتعيدانني أن أخرج وقد خلت القرون من قبلي وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمين. Then among men are those who say to their parents, among children are those who say to their parents, fie on both of you, weg met julle, so to say. Who are you? You don't mean anything to me. Do you warn me that I will be raised again after death, when many generations have passed away before me? Nothing happened to them without being resurrected. All those people have passed away. They were never resurrected and brought back to life. The two of them, the parents, then turn to Allah. They make dua for their children, asking Allah's assistance, saying to their son, saying to their daughter, woe to you, my son. Woe to you, my daughter. Believe in the truth of resurrection. The promise of Allah is true. It is going to happen. You're going to be accountable for your actions. Do not be disobedient. Do not be rebellious. Do not turn away from Allah. But you know what the children say? Allah says, but then they say, this is nothing but the fables of the ancients. What you are telling me, oh mum and oh dad, oh father and mother, what you are, oh abbi wa ummi, you know what you are telling us? Stories of the old people. These are fairy tales what you are telling us. No truth in it. Here it is. As they say, فَيَقُولُوا مَاذَا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا Asatirul Awwaleen. You're telling us fables, man, stories, fairy tales. Why are you telling us that there's going to be a life in the grave? There's going to be a day of resurrection. Allah is going to make us again and take us out of, after we have died, Allah is going to make us and put us. Allahu Akbar. Look how the resurrection, one was the people of the past who rejected the resurrection. One is present day people. Allah is speaking to you and me. Allah is speaking to the people who believe in that Quran. And Allah Pak is telling us, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? Allah is saying there are such children. The fathers say to them, the parents say to them, the ulama say to them, the senior people say to them. Ulama are also like parents. They are telling them, believe, there is going to be a day of judgment, there is a day of Qiyamah, there is a day of Ba'ath, there is a day of resurrection. There is questions in the Munkar and Nakir is going to come to you and question you in the grave. And they laugh, and those children laugh, and they say, you owe me a sirahana copy. Yes, what you are saying, mum, what you are saying, dad, this is nothing but the fables of the ancient people. What you are telling us is fairy tales of the old people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, subhanallah, how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Allahu Akbar, Allah, such misguided people are they, against whom the decree and the punishment of Allah has been issued, and who are from among the many nations of destroyed men and jinn who have passed on before them. They were all most certainly losers. They belong to whom? They are the losers in this world. Oh, among jinn there were those who lost. Amongst human beings there are those who lost. Many are the people who laughed and mocked and jeered at the haqq and the truth. They lost. Oh, they are in the graves now. They have died. But they're suffering. There's agony in that grave. They are punished. Azab-e-kabr. Who do your children think they are? Beautiful address to the people of today, to the children of today. Be careful. Don't taunt. Don't reject. Don't tease. Don't disobey your parents. Jannah lies below the feet of the mother. Be careful. Allah says, such misguided people are they, against whom the decree of punishment has been issued by Allah, and who are from among the many nations of destroyed men and jinn. Allah has destroyed many who rejected the haqq and the truth, who have passed on before them, and all of them were most certainly losers. I have quoted from you from another powerful surah of the Quran Majid called Surah Ahqaf, Surah number 46. I have recited to you verses number 15 to 18. 15, 16, 17, 18. These verses contain such a detailed expose of practical truth about misguided persons that it should open the eyes of Muslims who believe in the Quran about the conditions of human beings who lose their way and go astray. Waywardness is the invitation of the material world and the temptations offered by shaitan and the lust offered by our nafs, desires and fancies to us continuously. Seduction to sin and transgression is such a powerful force within us that many are swept away in its evocative sweep and broad lingering appeal. In this day and age, the drug addiction, gambling, drinking, and promiscuous calls, promiscuity to promiscuity, are so overwhelming that young and old are caught in the trap of temptation and seduction and are blazing a trail of disobedience and rebellion. And Muslims are caught up in this trap. The mother who bore in this day and age the drug addiction, gambling, drinking, and promiscuity are so overwhelming that young and old are caught in the trap and are blazing a trail of disobedience and rebellion. The mother who bore her children and saw them through their early life with so much hardship and trials, and the father who sweated to provide and educate his children, are having to bear the brunt of the outrage, swearing, abuse, rudeness and contempt of their own children, who have become adults and now consider themselves as independent of their parents. The prayers of their parents and the sacrifices of their parents are simply pushed aside without thought and appreciation. Those parents who are blessed with pious, Allah-fearing, obedient and caring children are truly blessed and exalted. But those who are proud and arrogant and disrespectful towards their parents, such children will pay a very high price for their rudeness and their rebellion. Those children who, when warned by their parents that they will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their disobedience and rebellion in the life after death, and when they are resurrected, dismiss these beliefs with contempt and disdain, such children will be severely punished for their defiance and denial of the truth of respect for their parents. No human or jinn will escape the severity of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next ayat coming up is the following one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ أَيْزَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا نَنْقُسُ الْعَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَإِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٌ. And the disbelievers say, what do the disbelievers, the kafirin mushrikeen say? فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And the disbelievers say, O my Rasul, O my Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you tell the people that there is a day and there is life in the grave, and one day you will all arise from your graves and you will stand up and come into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment to take place, for the reckoning to proceed, what do you do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know how the disbelievers, the kafirin, respond. And the kafirin say, this resurrection is a very strange thing. Here it is. Haza shay'un ajeeb. What you are saying, O Rasul, what you are saying, very, very strange, very funny thing you're saying, that we die, we decompose, we rot, we decay, and you are saying then we're going to arise again. Doesn't make sense to us. Haza shay'un ajeeb. The disbelievers say this resurrection that you told, we must believe in the resurrection. This resurrection you are talking about is a very strange thing. What? When we are dead and buried and have become dust and sand, shall we be raised to life again? This resurrection is something certainly far-fetched. What stories are you making? Very far-fetched, unbelievable. He raises, ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. Very far-fetched story what you are telling us. It is fabricated and unbelievable. Allah says, Allah knows what the earth diminishes, what the earth consumes of them. And with us is a book which is protected by divine ordainment. Despite being invited to the truth, the disbelievers reject the truth when it comes to them, and so they are in a state of confusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَإِنَّنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. The record, everything which is recorded, all my decrees in my book of decree, the Lawhul Mahfuz, everything is recorded. There is death, there is a life after death, there is a resurrection, there is a day of judgment, there is Jannah and Jahannam. All this is recorded in the divine book, Lawhul Mahfuz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ. But the kafirin reject the haq, they reject the truth. لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. When the truth reaches them and comes to them, they reject it. And Allah says, فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مُرِيجٍ. What? They are in confusion. They don't know. They cannot sift through the truth. They live in confusion. They are confused. Surah Qaf, 50th Surah of the Quran Majid. I have recited to ayat number 2, 3, 4 and 5. People have always found it difficult to accept the belief in the resurrection, simply because they consider the imperceivable and invisible to be impossible. That's how we believe. If you do not see, you cannot believe. If you cannot touch, you cannot believe. If you cannot feel, you cannot believe. That's it. That's how people are. They want evidence of everything. If they do not see the proof, they don't believe. That's how easy it is. We tell them there are malaikas. Allah says there are malaikas. We don't see malaikas, so why should we believe in malaikas? Allah says there are jinns. We don't see the jinns, so we don't believe. And so forth and so on. That's how people think. They do not pause to think that there are so many in the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are beyond the limits of human understanding. There is in nature so many miraculous happenings, and so much that is inexplicable and concealed from the human eyes. Are we to deny all of these simply because we cannot make sense of it? Imagine what is going on in the heavens. We don't see. Science says this is what is going on in the heavens. And you and I, we are prepared to believe the scientists. Astaghfirullah. The scientists say, this is what is going on in that unseen skies up there. This is what is going on. This is how the stars are moving. This is how the sun and moon. This is the revolutions. These are the rotations. Science is telling us this. And we say yes. So we believe the scientists, but we find it very hard to believe the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of human being is that? You refuse to believe what Allah says, and you prepare to believe what the scientists say. Do you see what the scientists are telling you? And you believe them? Astaghfirullah. Allah and the Rasul of Allah, all the messengers of Allah say the same thing, and you're not prepared to believe them? Allahu astaghfirullah. Similarly, in nature, there are many things that we do not see. Are we to deny all of these simply because we cannot make sense of it? Men question the authority and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply because they cannot comprehend its reasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is questioning in the grave. Munkar and Nakir will come. They will question us in the grave. What do you say? Where's the proof? Astaghfirullah. Is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not proof enough? And we do not want to believe in the Rasul of Allah. You know what they say? They say, science must prove it. If science can prove it, and there are people who have gone into the grave when a person has died and put in recording instruments. They say they want to hear Munkar and Nakir coming and questioning. They want to hear the questioning Munkar and Nakir. So they put in a questioning device, they put in a recording device, they want to hear it. They want to check whether Allah is telling the truth. That's what it means. They want to check whether Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking the truth. Astaghfirullah. That's what man wants. And you know what? What Allah tells us? That if that recording device, if they hear it on the recording device, Allah tells they will still disbelieve. They will find some other excuse. So those who do not want to believe will not believe. Those who want to believe will believe in the word of Allah and in the word of Rasulullah. They will believe. They do not need proof. And for us, that is how our iman is. Our iman is Allah, haq, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haq. That's how we believe as Muslims. Men question the authority and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply because they cannot comprehend its reason. Yet they are sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Look what Allah is. Allah, He says, I sustain you. You do not where your food comes from, where your water comes from, where the air comes from. You depend on me for the air. I can shut out the air. What will happen to you? You'll die. I can take away the food, you'll die. I can refuse you water, you'll die. I can make you so sick that you'll die. Does man understand that? That Allah has all power over us? Oh yes. Yet they are sustained by Allah, provided with the conveniences of our senses and faculties by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We reason, we think because Allah is allowing that mechanism to operate. The brain is operating by the qudrat of Allah. The eyes are seeing by the qudrat of Allah. The ears are hearing by the qudrat of Allah. If Allah wants to stop us from hearing, put up a finish. Take away the faculty of hearing, we cannot hear. Take away the faculty of sight, we cannot see. Take away the faculty of the mind, the brain cannot hear. We become insensible, we go to the madhouse. Our own children will take us and throw us into the madhouse. Say, you belong to an asylum, lunatic asylum. Throw him in there. Mom and dad cannot think any longer. They are imbeciles. Throw them there. All these are possible that you can believe. All these bounties and blessings of Allah, all these favors of Allah, that you can see. But you do not want to believe that there is questioning in the grave, that there is a resurrection, that there is a day of judgment. What kind of... Yet they are sustained by Allah, provided with all the conveniences of our senses and faculties by Allah. We survive and live due to Allah. We breathe and enjoy the comforts coming from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in turn, we show no gratitude and appreciation to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see the earth coming alive. We see the leaves turning green. We see the flowers blossoming. We see the fruits growing in their season. We see water flowing. We see men aging. We see birds chirping and flying. We see the meadows turning a lush green. We see the blue skies and the beautiful oceans. Are these not sufficient signs of the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created and sustains all of this? Men did not create. What have you created? Men did not design. Men did not put life into all these creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. Yet men become befuddled and puzzled by the thought of resurrection and judgment, heaven and hell, and reward and punishment. Men are in confusion simply because they choose the worship and devotion of the world over and above the worship and obedience of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The resurrection is a fundamental belief of Islam, and all must accept it to be Muslim. And we do so with understanding and joyful acceptance, for it is the truth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and me in the same way that we accept, because we accept in truth. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Every command of Allah, we accept, we want no proof. Every teaching, every practice of Rasulullah, we accept, we want no proof, oh Allah. Accept it from us in that way. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayat coming up with regard to the proof and the establishment of resurrection, says Allah, يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ السَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذلك يوم الخروج إن نحن نحيي ونميت وإلينا المصير. The day when people shall hear the screech, the sound of the trumpet, in truth, that is the day of resurrection. Verily, it is only we, Allah, who gives life and death. And so to us is the final return. Surah Qaf, 50th Surah of the Quran Majid, verses number 42 and 43. يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ السَّيْهَةَ بِالْحَقَّ. There is a day, Allah says, when the trumpet is going to blow, Allah will command the angel to blow the trumpet, and the trumpet will blow upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ السَّيْهَةَ بِالْحَقَّ. That is the day of the day when people shall hear, all of mankind on this earth will hear, the day when people shall hear, clearly hear, they shall hear the screech, the sound of the trumpet blowing. In truth, it will happen. بِالْحَقَّ. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. That is the day of resurrection. All of mankind will arise from the graves, no matter where they are. All of them are going to get up from there. They will be revived, they will be resuscitated, they will be resurrected by Allah. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. إِنَّ نَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily it is Allah who gives life, it is Allah who gives death, and to us is the final return. The resurrection is going to take place. You're going to come in front of me. Allah says, all of you are going to line up in front of me. You, all of you, are going to queue up in front of me. Each one of you, I'm going to question about your a'mal, your belief. What was the condition of your iman? What was the condition of your a'mal? How you lived in this? What you earned in? How you spent what you earned? How you spent your life? I gave you so many things in the dunya, so many comforts in the dunya. I gave you the air to breathe. I gave you water to drink. I gave you food to take away your hunger. I gave you health. I gave you wealth. I gave you comfort. I gave you pleasure. I gave you life. Which way did you repay me? I'm going to question you. Oh, I'm going to ask each one of you, how did you live the life? I gave you this life. I created you. I made you. I gave you all the comforts of life. I gave you your home. I gave you wife. I gave you children. Everything I gave you, how did you repay me? What did you do with your life? Oh, you're going to be questioned. That is the day of resurrection. It will take place. Surah Qaf, 50th Surah of Quran, ayat number 42 and 43. There is no escape from the resurrection, or from judgment, or from the final outcome to heaven and hell. Only, and only Allah decides, only Allah commands, only Allah ordains, only Allah decrees. The resurrection is by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is not by the decision of men. Just life and death are by the decree of Allah, with men having absolutely no input as to when they are going to die and when they are going to arise. Men have no decision in this matter. It is not in their jurisdiction. And even if it was, they can be overruled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds sway over all decisions as the all-powerful Allah, decree maker, command, belongs to Allah. Next ayat coming up is the following, the last one we're going to do now. I want to conclude with this tonight's lesson. يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ اسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. On the day when Allah will raise them all from their graves. Resurrection. Oh, here it is. يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ. On the day when Allah will raise all of mankind from their graves, and they will take their oaths before Allah, just as they take oaths before you, pretending to be good Muslims, thinking that they are in good stead, that they can get away with their sins and their false beliefs and be saved. Behold, they are certainly liars, Shaitan has gained mastery over them and made them forget the remembrance of Allah. They are the party of Shaitan. Behold, it is Shaitan's party that will be the losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here describes who? The kafirin, mushrikeen. They are also going to arise from their graves. On the day when Allah will raise them from their graves, what will they do? Allah says they will take their oaths before Allah, just as they take oaths before you. They will take qasam, O Allah. Wallahi, billahi, O Allah. We were good people in the dunya. Oh, we were obedient. They are going to lie. Kafirin, mushrikeen are going to lie in front of Allah on the day. And they are going to, here it is. They will take qasam and tell Allah, O Allah, we were very good people in the dunya. We were very good people. Here it is. فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ. You know, in the dunya, they pretend to us Muslims, they are very good people. They say, oh, no, listen sometimes to the President Bush, listen to the Tony Blairs and others in this dunya. They say, we desire good for you. Oh, Muslims, we want to look after you. We want to care for you. We want to you to live in peace in our country. In the meantime, they suppress and they oppress. At every case where they can find, they will blame us for all wrongs. Here on the day of judgment, they will stand in front of Allah. Oh Allah, we are very good people. We were very kind to the Muslims. We were very generous people. Oh Allah, we were always obedient to you. I went to church all the time. I was regular church goer. Oh, the Bible I believed in, the Torah I believed in. I was very kind to my fellow men. I did everything very, very good. Oh Allah, qasam, oh Allah, qasam. On oaths, they will swear oaths and say to Allah, they were very good people, pretending to be good, thinking that, oh, and there will be Muslims also. Muslims will arise from their grave on that day and they will tell Allah, I was a very good Muslim. Allah Pak, I was very, very good. I made salah, I gave zakah, I saw my Ramadan, I went Hajj Baytullah, I loved my Rasul, I always stood up for him when salam, salutations, I always stood up with respect, I bowed my head, I was a very kind, generous, I always gave to the masjid, I gave to the Maulana and the Sheikh, I gave to the madrasas, I was very good, oh Allah. Allah, you must reward me on this day. He's shivering. But he's saying, oh Allah, it's very good. Liars. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about such people, what is going to happen to them. They will take oaths before Allah. They will take oaths before, thinking that they are good. They can get away with their sins and their false beliefs and that they will be saved as if Allah doesn't know. Astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behold, they are certainly liars. Allah, innahum humul kazibun. Allah tells us, I will know them all those Muslims in particular. Kafirin, mushrikeen to hell. No problem with that. But the Muslim will also stand up. Amongst the Muslims, there will be those who stand up and they will lie. They will lie. Allah, listen, O mankind, O Muslimin. Allah, pay attention, says Allah, attention. Innahum, verily, humul kazibun. They are outright liars. Istahwaza alayhimu shaytanu faansahum zikrallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you know what kind of people these are? That on the day of resurrection, when they stand up and they're taken there to the mahshar for judgment, look how they're going to lie. They will think they will be saved. Behold, they are certainly outright liars. Shaitan has gained mastery over them. In this dunya, Shaitan was their boss. Shaitan was their boss. Shaitan, they were the slaves of Shaitan. Shaitan had gained mastery over them. And Shaitan made them forget the remembrance of Allah. Obedience to Allah, they forgot. They are the party of Shaitan. They were not the party of Allah. They are the party of Shaitan. Ulaika hizbu shaitan. And then, here's the nail. Allah, inna hizba shaitani humul khasirun. Shaitan's party, they will be the losers. And here again, the mildness of Allah, the gentleness of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Allah could have said, I will throw them into the fire. But because we are listening to the Quran, Allah is using gentle, soft terms. Allah is saying, there is still a chance for you, Muslim. There's still a chance. If you hear what is being told here in the Quran, change your life. Reform. Never too late. Come back to Allah. Behold, it is Shaitan's party that are the losers. Allah stops from saying they will go to Jahannam because those who want to reform still have the opportunity to reform, to make tawbah. Muslimin, we are given this opportunity. Let us change our life. This ayat is from Surah Mujadila, 58 Surah Al-Quran, verses number 18 and 19. The cunning habits of the sinful pretenders and hypocrites will not stand them in good stead in the hereafter. Their pretensions of piety and true belief, and their taking false oaths merely to impress, will be of no avail in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their lies and deceptive oaths will not hold by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be in amazement about their resurrection, which they had never believed in. And now that it has happened, they go back to their evil habits of lying and deceiving, and even in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the disciples and the slaves of Shaitan in the earthly life and had no time for the worship and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones that will face utter disgrace, dejection, humiliation and defeat in the hereafter. Their days of play acting and pretending are over. We end our lessons here and inshallah we will carry on next week. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.